Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Doug Obey back on the show. Doug's a 5-year member of our Brain Trust, financial advisor, and certified financial planner, CFP Emeritus. That means he's forgotten more than the young CFPs will ever know. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. He's our good friend, Doug. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, Doug, as you look out across the landscape out there in this, is there any word that describes 2020 more than unprecedented? I mean, every time you turn around, you bump into something that's unprecedented. I mean, the disease, the response to the disease. On and on, the government's involvement, the stock market going nuts while Main Street's languishing. That's not that unprecedented, by the way. What do you think about all this?
No, I agree. Unprecedented is a perfect word, especially when you calculate the polarization that we have in this country at the current time. I mean, it's all unprecedented. You're absolutely right. I think I honestly believe that the economy is going to be getting a lot worse than people anticipate, and I think this maybe not unprecedented, but worse than the previous Great Recession, if you will.
Worse than 08 and 09.
Yes. Yeah, 08 and 09 had specific reasons for causing what it did, you know, the housing market.
Right.
And they just had to fix that problem and the economy. But even then, the economy took almost five years to recover, all right, to get back to where it was when it started in 08. This is worse than, the numbers are worse than 2008-09, and so I don't think we're going to be getting a V-shaped recovery.
What bothers what I think you're onto something. What happened in 08, the recession, the Great Recession, actually began the fourth quarter of 07. And we started seeing problems with the economy happening in the first quarter of 08. But what created the problem and exacerbated the next decade for Main Street was the financial collapse, which was completely 100% created by Wall Street, and that, so that, my point is, that was not an economic fluctuation, that was a financial failure. And but what we're talking about now is something that's, the only thing that's similar is one thing has caused it, and that's the disease, and of course, and the response to the disease. But this is a little more, this thing we're in right now is more systemic, I think, than the one before, and I think it's going to be harder to deal with. I think you're right about that.
You defined that very, very well. It's true. And you see, right this second, there seems to be a little bit of euphoria. In that the numbers seem to be bouncing back, and it seems like everyone's anticipating another stimulus bill being passed.
Yeah.
Whether it's this month, next month, they expect it will happen regardless, and it probably will. To what extent, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if certain. I don't believe it'll be anywhere near the first one, because that was a panic situation, and they just threw gobs of money at the economy.
This will but be more vertical and strategic, won't it?
Correct. And here's what people have to think, because they hear the numbers. You know, the third quarter GDP was up 33.1%. But you have to understand that in the first quarter it was down 5%, and then in the second quarter it was down 31.4%.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go up 33.1% from that lower number,
down 36,
you're still at 86.6%.
Yeah.
Of where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Back pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So that's more than 10% of the economy.
And I want to talk about attitude and optimism or pessimism when we come back after the break. And there's a whole lot of different indicators out there that we'll be touching, a lot of implications. And we'll get Doug to help us with that. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassie. And we'll come right back with Doug Obey.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's good for the emotions on the go?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.